Well, thanks. Thank you, and welcome again to the April 20th regular council meeting. At this point, we'd invite everyone to please rise for the invocation that will be offered by Pastor Ramon Valencia of the Iglesia Pentecosta Spanish Church, and then to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Councilmember Chris Glover.
Hello, good afternoon. A pleasure, everybody, to Mayor, the City of Mesa, and all the members of this council. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are here to implore you, your wonderful mercy, as to you give them the wisdom to the members of this council so that they can solve the many problems here in this city. Some problems are too complicated, and they can make the best decision for the benefits of the people of the City of Mesa. Father, we give you thanks for being our God, in the name of Jesus, and thank you. Thank you.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor and Councilmember Glover. Appreciate your help getting the meeting started. The first item on our agenda is awards and recognitions. And tonight we have one item on the awards and recognitions agenda. Tonight we have a proclamation proclaiming April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. And I'd like to invite Councilmember Chris Glover to introduce tonight's speaker.
Thank you, Mayor Giles. It's my honor and privilege to invite up the President and CEO of Child Crisis Center and Crisis Nursery, Christine Scarpati. I've had the privilege of working with Chris for the last 4 years on the Board of Directors for the Child Crisis Center, and Chris has been making a difference with that organization for over 34 years. I know that my friend and colleague, Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, has had the opportunity to serve on the Board of Directors and on the Foundation Board. I'm excited to announce that on April 1st of this year, the Child Crisis Center, located in Mesa and Crisis Nursery in Phoenix, merged their organizations. And we're excited with that merger, with the ability to expand our resources and services to people throughout the entire valley. So, Chris, thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Chris, let me come down and present you with this proclamation. Pillar of our community for many years. Thank you for all you've done.
Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I was just not.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll do the photograph.
Okay.
And then I'll let you get to the microphone. Okay. Thank you. Please share with us whatever you'd like.
Thanks. Well, I was going to invite a couple board members to come down and accept this, but I have two board members right here between Chris and Dennis on the board. I'd just like to say thank you to the City of Mesa for 34 years. You have helped us with our buildings. You've helped us with our funding. You've helped us do events, and that's all very important. Today, there are over 17,000 children and babies that are living in out-of-home care because they can't be in their birth families. And at our facility, we've sheltered over 14,000 of those little ones through the years. And they are growing up, they're coming back, they're finding us, they're letting us know they're doing okay. Some are volunteering. So we have really been able to make a difference. This Child Abuse Prevention Proclamation is important because if we were all doing a better job in this state of education and prevention, we wouldn't see so many kids in out-of-home care. I have two folks with me, Carol Lipinski, who's been our director of all our family support programs for 20 years, 25, 28, time flies. And Neil Tift has been with us for quite a while doing our fatherhood initiative because we know fathers are very important and very often they get left out. So that's one of the areas of prevention that we've been working on for a long time. So thank you, Chris, David, all of you. Dennis has been part of our agency for probably 12 years, longer than that probably, but you've all helped us make a huge difference in Mesa and in our entire county and actually in our state. So thank you.
Well, thanks again, Chris. You've been a huge asset in our community for decades, and we really appreciate what you and your agency have done for us. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda, which tonight will be read by Randy Policar. So, Mr. Policar, we'd invite you forward.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on one-year renewal of term contract for automotive deep-cycle sealed case batteries for the Fleet Services Department. Item 3B, act on contract to purchase additional maintenance equipment for Riverview Park for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 3C, act on contract to purchase two additional light-duty pickup trucks for the Development and Sustainability Department. Item 3D, act on three-year term contract for analytical equipment and components for the Water Resources Department. Item 3E, act on three-year term contract for Hawk equipment maintenance, repair, and supplies for the Water Resources Department. Item 3F, act on contract to reaward the purchase of one replacement medium-duty cab and chassis vehicle equipped with a telescopic crane for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 3G, act on three-year term contract for storm drain gates and manhole covers for the Transportation Department. Item 3H, act on three-year term contract for debris collection and disposal services for the Transportation Department. Item 3I, act on contract for Northwest Water Reclamation Tertiary Filter Rehabilitation Project. This project is funded by 2010 authorized wastewater bonds. Item 3J, act on contract for Central Mesa Light Rail Extension, city-funded Morris Plaza improvements. The project is funded by local street sales tax. However, the cost will be offset by a portion of the fee received by the city from Metro for the Morris Plaza license agreement, which was approved by City Council on February 9, 2015. Item 3K, act on three-year term contract for rock and concrete materials for various city departments. Item 4A, act on resolution approving the fiscal years 2015 through 2019 five-year consolidated plan and analysis of impediments to fair housing choice for submittal to HUD and authorizing the city manager to amend, sign, and submit the five-year consolidated plan and analysis of impediments to fair housing choice. Item 4B, act on resolution approving the fiscal year 2015-2016 annual action plan for submittal to HUD and authorizing the city manager to amend, sign, and submit the annual action plan. Item 4C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to HUD to receive 2015-2016 entitlement funds under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended to fund for for-profit organization activities approved by the City Council. Item 4D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to HUD to receive 2015-2016 entitlement funds under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended to fund nonprofit organization activities approved by the City Council. Item 4E, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to HUD to receive 2015-2016 entitlement funds under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended to fund city department activities approved by the City Council. Item 4F, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to HUD to receive 2015-2016 entitlement funds under the Home Investment Partnerships Program as amended to fund for-profit organization activities approved by the City Council. Item 4G, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to HUD to receive 2015-2016 entitlement funds under the Home Investment Partnerships Program as amended to fund nonprofit organization activities approved by the City Council. Item 4H, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to HUD to receive 2015-2016 entitlement funds under the Home Investment Partnerships Program as amended to fund city department activities approved by the City Council. Item 4I, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to prepare, sign, and submit applications to HUD to receive 2015-2016 entitlement funds under the Stuart B. McKinney Homeless Assistance Act of 1987 as amended for activities approved by the City Council. Item 4J, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to disperse fiscal year 2015-2016 Human Services Fund for activities by nonprofits approved by the City Council and to enter into agreements for the disbursement of Human Services Funds. Item 4K, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority. The agreement will provide reimbursement for 3 years of aircraft rescue and firefighting services by the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4L, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute necessary documents to transfer certain real property located at 604 West 9th Street from the City of Mesa to Crisis Nursery Incorporated. Item 4M, act on resolution setting May 18, 2015 as the public hearing date to review the proposed 2015-2016 annual assessments for the Mesa Town Center Improvement District No. 228. The proposed final assessments do not include any rate increases. Item 4N, act on resolution ordering the sale of City of Mesa General Obligation Bonds, Series 2015, and authorizing the reimbursement with bond proceeds of certain advances on construction projects. Item 4O, act on resolution ordering the sale of City of Mesa Utility Systems Revenue Bonds, Series 2015, and authorizing the reimbursement with bond proceeds of certain advances on construction projects. Item 5A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z15-010, 7135 to 7156, and 7159, East Hannibal Circle, located north of Brown Road and east of Power Road, rezoned and site plan review to allow redevelopment of a single residence subdivision. Item 5B, introduction of ordinance to amend the Mesa Zoning Ordinance, Title 11, Chapter 22, Section 3C of Parking Regulations to increase the maximum parking space ratio for some office developments. Item 5C, introduction of ordinance replacing sections 503.1.1 and Appendix B of the Fire Code as set forth in Title 2, Chapter 2, Section 2 of the Mesa City Code, requiring fire apparatus roads for buildings, facility, and additions. Item 5D, introduction of ordinance amending the Mesa City Code Title 1, Chapter 19, Section 2, and adding Section 3 to authorize the city attorney to file, pursue, and defend civil and criminal misdemeanor cases and appeals in any court or administrative tribunal. And item 6A, act on ordinances regarding Z15-008, the 2400 through 2500 blocks of South Signal Butte Road, located north of Guadalupe Road and west of Signal Butte Road. Modification of the existing planned area development overlay to allow encroachments into the 10-foot required vehicular access setback. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Policar. Well done. We have a motion from Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, seconded by Council Member Finter. I should have noted at the beginning of this meeting that Council Members Richens and Thompson are excused, indicating that they were not available tonight. So, Council, please cast your vote. The consent agenda passes unanimously with Richens and Thompson absent and excused. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have anything?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, thank you very much. We would then entertain a motion to adjourn. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.